Good morning. Good to be with you this morning. Welcome to the service, Marbleton Free Will Baptist Church. I'm Pastor Tim, and so glad to be able to come with you and be with you today. And as we come together today, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Remembering all of our prayer requests, we have several that, and we want to take those to the Lord. And any that you may have, and we'll pray over them at this time and pray for our leaders of the nation and our state and our local leaders of all the churches also, and as decisions are being made. And let's go to the Lord in prayer. But before I do, let me read a verse of scripture in Romans 8:26. The Bible says, "Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." Let's pray. Father, thank you again for this day. Thank you for the opportunity to be together in your house. It's a blessing to be able to be in the house of the Lord. And I can, as the psalmist said, that I was glad when they said, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." And I know there's a lot of folks feels that way, and we want things back to normal and like they used to be. And Father, we're trusting you with it. You know what's best. And today we just ask you, Lord, that you would touch us and be with us and help us whatever we're in need of today, that you'd give it to us. And Father, that you'd minister to our needs. And Lord, that you'd bless. If there be any today that don't know you, this would be the day that they'd ask you to come into their heart and forgive them of their sins. And Father, we thank you that just a few weeks out from Easter, we thank you for what Jesus has done on the cross. And our sins are forgiven and cast as far as the east is from the west. And we're thankful for that today. And Lord, we pray for our leaders of our nation. And Father, we pray that for unity. Pray our nation would come together as one unit, and Lord, that we would work together, and pray for our churches that be unified and would come together and work together and encourage one another. And Lord, we pray for the ministry of the church of the living God. And Father, we pray that we would not be halted and stopped, that Lord, we'd keep going. And we know that through the past that we see in history, adversity lots of times brings a great awakening and brings great evangelism. And Father, I pray that through this time that many, many, many would come to know you. Many would be rekindled and rekindle their relationship with you. Many would be fired up and revived. And Father, we pray for your touch. Ask you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You'd anoint me today. Touch my sister as she comes to sing. And Father, may we do everything we do here today would bring glory and honor to your holy and precious name. May we exalt you and lift you high above all, because you are. And Lord, we thank you that you're our sovereign God, and there's none like you in the whole universe. Praise your holy name this morning. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. And at this time, Sister Donna Hill is going to come and share with us today. And so thankful that you're with us today.
Well, I thank God to be able to be in the house of God today. It's not the same as we're used to, but I'm still counted a privilege and an honor to be here. I just wish you guys were here. Maybe we'll get together soon, Lord's will. Found an old love letter that was written just for me. It told me how much I am loved, sweet and tenderly. The broken heart, I read each line of God's love for me. It was written by a nail-scarred hand at Calvary. Oh, how this old love letter spoke to my heart and soul. I was captured by every word as I watched. watched his love unfold. With special care he wrote it down for all eternity. It was written by a nail-scarred hand at Calvary. I found the old love letter, the pages stained with red. I am yours eternally, is what the postscript said. I treasure my letter that he nailed upon that tree. My tears stain each page every time I read. Oh, how this old love letter spoke to my heart and soul. I was captured by every word as I watched his love unfold. With special care he wrote it down for all eternity. It was written by a nail-scarred hand at Calvary. Oh, how this old love letter spoke to my heart and soul. I was captured by every word as I watched his love unfold. With special care he wrote it down for all eternity. It was written by a nail-scarred hand at Calvary. With special care he wrote it down for all eternity. At Calvary. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I got a special request to sing God Saves Old Sinners, and I'm sure glad he did, because I was one of them chief ones, and he reached way down when he got me out of the miry pits, and I thank him for it. This is kind of my testimony and song. I just praise him today, thank him that he loved me that much. I saves old sinners. I'm thrilled and amazed how he sets them free. But the biggest surprise in redeeming old sinners is that he would save an old sinner like me. I am so glad God saves old sinners. I'm thrilled and amazed how he sets them free. But the biggest surprise in redeeming old sinners is that he would save an old sinner like me. I'm glad that he saved an old sinner like me. Woo-wee.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad that God still saves old sinners? Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Are you saved today? Do you know the Lord? Are you on your way to heaven?
Amen.
I tell you, if you're not, today would be a good day to do something about it. You may have called on Him early on in life, but today is the day of salvation. Come while you can. We have no promise of tomorrow. We don't know for sure what's going to happen to us from one minute to the next. And this may be the last time that we ever see each other again in a service. And I want to encourage you today and plead to you if it would do any good, will you ask Jesus into your heart? He still came to save old sinners. He still came to touch lives and change us and mold us and make us. And I'm thankful today for the day that He reached down May the 10th, 1993, that down at Limestone Free Will Baptist Church, He came down and touched me and changed me. I've never been the same since. He changed my direction. He changed every part about me. And I'm so thankful today at glory, hallelujah, that He still saves old sinners. Praise the name of the Lord. You might say, preacher, I'm not that bad. I don't go in the way a lot does. It don't matter. You can be a good person and still go to the same hell that the bad ones go to. And this morning, I don't know where I'm going to go. Just pray for me. If you're out there, pray for me this morning that the Lord will direct me. I've had a message. I don't know if I'm going that way or not. But I want to plead with you today. The Holy Spirit is just moving. That before it's too late, yes, Jesus into your heart. That you commit your life to the Lord. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We celebrated Easter because Jesus made a way of salvation. He made a way that we could go to heaven. There's no other way that man could go to heaven without the intervention of Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for that today. And as we come, I'm going to start out here wherever He leads, I'm going to try to go. But I wanted with the thought of hard praying in hard times. Hard praying in hard times. And why is it that it seems the hardest to pray in hard times? You would think that we would just run to the Lord when we get in hard times, but so often that's when we find the hardest time to pray and the hardest prayers to pray. But I'm thankful today that Jesus didn't quit praying. Amen.
When he got in the tough times and when the adversity and so many things, Jesus still prayed. Jesus was a perfect example of praying. And today that I want us to follow his example. In the hard times, we need to keep praying. We need to pray harder than we've ever prayed. We need to pray for our unsaved loved ones. We need to pray for our own sanctification. We need to pray for our nation. We need to pray for our leaders. We need to pray for our churches, our church leaders, our local leaders, all of the emergency workers, our police officers, everyone, the hospital workers, so many. We need to pray harder than we've ever prayed. And I'm thankful that Jesus didn't quit praying. You know, sometimes it's from fear and anxiety and our internal hurting. I'm afraid one of the problems that we have so often in prayer, we're afraid what the answer is going to be. Amen. We want to say what we want God to bless it. Lord, give me this, I want that, and then thank you. But when we pray earnestly in his will, that sometimes we're afraid of what the answer is going to be. You know, it's hard to get along with God in difficult times. It's hard to get in our closet places. You ever feel like you need to know that you need to go and get along with God in your closet of prayer, but it feels like somebody has to drag you in there? And so often that we neglect what it is that is one of the greatest privileges that has been given to the Christian is the privilege of prayer. That we can go, the Bible tells us, to come boldly before the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy. We don't have to worry about judgment. It's mercy that we'll obtain. It's the goodness God's got there, our best in mind, and we can go right straight to the God of the universe. Why do we not do it? So often this is the way that we do. And I read Romans 8:26, but aren't you thankful that when we get in these times and we don't know what to pray, and I've prayed this prayer so often, and I say, Lord, I don't even know what to ask you for. I don't even know how to even pray. I don't know what to ask you. I am so tore up right now, but Lord, will the Spirit by our witness make intercession for me with groanings that can't be uttered? Will you plead my case for me? Will you pray for me? Because I don't even know what to ask for. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad for that today? Praise his name. You know, so often I'm afraid that we're at the point of a breakthrough and we quit praying. And we slack up in our prayers, and we don't pray till we get the breakthrough. We don't pray till we get all the way through. You know, I have experienced in my Christian walk, since I've been preaching and being a pastor, that right before a great awakening or a spiritual breakthrough, you'll have the toughest battle that you've fought. Things get, the old saying, it gets the darkest right before the dawn. Now, I don't know how correct that is, but it's a good old saying. I'll go ahead and use it. But it gets the darkest right before the dawn. You know, there may be a spiritual awakening just around the corner. There may be great revival across America just around the corner. It may be to the point where our leaders in the nation is going to get together and have a prayer meeting and come and our nation grow together. I tell you, there's been a lot of prayers prayed for our nation. That we have revival. And so this may be a point that there may be breakthrough right around the corner. Aren't you glad of that? That loved one you've been praying for may be just a few weeks away from calling upon the name of the Lord. I want to look at a couple different crucial times in the ministry of Jesus and how he handled it. And in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 through 11, and I won't read the whole thing, but this is when Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness and tempted of the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and then the devil came, and we Remember the tempting, the way he tempted him to turn the stones into bread and cast himself off the temple and bow down and worship him when he showed him all the kingdoms of the world. But there's a very important part of this. And when I know it, I'd seen this. And when I started looking at this, it jumped off at the page of me. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. The Spirit led him up to where the devil was going to tempt him. When we are led into a specific job, purpose that God has for us, you better believe that the temptations are going to come. Amen. You better believe, you better have your fighting shoes on, because you're going to get in a battle and you're going to be, it's not going to be easy if you do anything for the Lord. In my open Bible, that it says between, if you look between verses 11 and 12, and this is after the temptation and going on in to the rest of the Bible, that it says Jesus begins his ministry. This was to the point. The temptation, Jesus is in the pray, fasting and praying 40 days before he went in and started the earthly ministry. And as we see, this was the beginning of the ministry. What do we see? We see the devil fighting him harder, as hard as he ever will. He came and has unleashed the whole forces upon him. And when we start a ministry, when we start and say, I'm going to change my life, I'm going to devote myself completely to the Lord, I'm going to sell out 100%, you better believe that you're going to be in a battle. You better believe that there's going to be trouble. And in Mark chapter 1, verse 13, the Bible don't only say that he fasted these 40 days. Mark says it that he was tempted these 40 days. So it wasn't just a time of fasting, and we see some of the temptations, and I don't know how it stretched out, but Mark says he was tempted 40 days. As he was in the wilderness, he was starting his ministry with prayer and fasting. And I believe what an example that is, that we need to do the same way. Anything that we do, as we're hoping to open up services here, and I'm not going to throw a date out because we've got some things we've got to get in order. Be much in prayer that we can get what we need and be set up and ready to go here shortly. But shortly we're hoping to be together again. So help us pray about that. But as we come and as we gather again in our services, I tell you, the devil's going to fight us. He is tickled to death to see these empty pews here this morning. It does nothing excite him any better than to know that we're not coming collectively as we normally do, because when we come together, we strengthen each other. We're a blessing to each other. We encourage each other. And it's a blessing to get to be with the children of God. I tell you, I'm glad to come into the house of the Lord. I'm glad to be here today and be able to preach to you. But it's not the same. It's not the same as when the body comes together. That's what we've been made for, to be together as one unit and one person with one goal and one mind under the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Glory, hallelujah. I don't know, but I tell you, I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. I think I stayed right with the right message. See, we need, as believers, and especially as we come back together, to resolve that we're going to do what God wants us to do. We're resolved to carry on and be in the middle of His will. We're resolved that we are not going to let things come in and hinder and get between us. If we stay unified, now things will be different. We won't be able to run in here and hug and go on each other like we normally do. For a while, but when we come together, we'll come still in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said, where two or three is gathered together in my name, I'll be in the midst. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I feel him this morning. See, in verse 11, the Bible says, then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. You know, we see in Jesus' life and his ministry, the ministry of the spirit of the angels of God. And I tell you, how often has angels ministered unto us? We don't know. We have no idea how often. But Hebrews 1:14, the Bible says, are they not ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Are you saved this morning? You're an heir of salvation. And the angels come and minister to you. They come and minister to me. I think when we get to heaven, Sister Donna, we'll see a lot of things, and God will reveal a lot of things where he is intervention. He used angels and different things to help us in situations in our lives. Right here it's recorded, and I'll read another recording in a little bit. It's recorded of angels ministering. Aren't you thankful for that? You know, I joke about it sometimes. I wonder, when I get to heaven, and I'll get chewed out by an angel. Say, boy, you make my life rough. I have to bail you out of all that stuff. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then in Hebrews 13:2, the Bible says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. And sometimes there may have been an angel you picked up walking down the road. I've got out of the habit of it, but used to, I'd pick hitchhikers up quite often. I don't know, one of them may have been an angel. He said, don't be forgetful, because sometimes we entertain angels unaware. And the thought came to me, and I never will forget this. Harlan Clark told me that after Sister Joan passed away, he quoted me this verse, and he said, you know, I believe. And they was married years and years. And he said, you know, I believe that she was an angel, that I didn't know it and have been with all these years. Wow. What a testimony. To where your spouse that knows you most more than anybody could say, you know, it may have been an angel sent for me. Wow. You know, when it's a sweet time of reviving after a tough time, I'm thankful. You know, I believe it's maybe a little sweeter when the battle's been harder to fight. Victory gets real sweet when you've had to fight hard for it. Amen. But I better get on. Hard prayers at the beginning was the first point. Hard prayers at the beginning. Jesus, at the beginning of his ministry, that was some hard praying. The second point, hard praying at the ending. And if you go to Luke chapter 22 with me, and again, I'll allude to a lot of it, but Luke 22, the Bible said in 39, verse 39, and he came out and went as he was wont to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that you enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. We see again, I may talk about it a little bit later, but here, what a hard time, what hard praying that this was. Jesus was now on his way to Calvary. He was on his way to lay down his life. He was on his way to be made fun of, to be humiliated, to so many things. They were going to pull his beard out of his face. They'd put the crown of thorns on his head. They'd be whipping with the cat of nine tails. They would mock him. They would betray him, march him right downtown. And so that we see that he had this coming, and he came here as praying. You talking about hard praying? This would be some hard praying. But he came and he said, "Not my will, but yours." Wow. Can we pray that prayer? Can we pray, "Lord, whatever you will is what I want. I'm not concerned about my well-being. I'm not concerned about how comfortable I am. I'm not concerned about my finances. I'm not concerned about the things of me. But God, I want to be interested in your things. I want to have my mind set. I want to be in your will. Whatever your will is, that's what I want for my life. Will you take me? Will you use me? Will you reveal your will to me? And I would obey it." Praise his name. That's what Jesus was saying here. He had always been about the Father's business. He had always been in God's will. When he was 12 years old, he told Mary and Joseph, he said, "Know ye not that I must be about the Father's business? I know that he set you up to take care of me, but I don't answer to you." Glory, hallelujah. I answer to a higher source. I don't answer to Rhonda today. I don't answer to the President of the United States today. I don't answer to the authorities today. I answer to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, God of the universe. That's who I better have my ducks in order with. You know, it's hard praying in the ministry. Sometimes, and you leaders of the church and pastors, if any's here, and you know what I'm talking about, this time it's hard praying. It's hard plowing right now. You don't know what to do. You don't know which way to turn. You don't know. You want to obey the law. You want to obey God. You want to do everything right and cross every T and dot every I. You want everything in order. And so in the ministry, it's tough sometimes. It's tough in life. Right now, there's a lot of folks laid off of work. A lot of folks that's home working. They say that during this time, and I don't know for sure, I've not seen numbers, but I've heard stuff that domestic violence is up by 50%. We've been thrown in a whirlwind. We don't know what to do in our lives. It's time to get on our face before God. It's time to get in our prayer closet. It's time to get serious and busy about being in the will of God. In sickness, it's tough. I remember my daddy laying not long before he passed away in the hospital. It was his cousin, Ross Bailey, who came and visited and prayed with us. And before he left, and Ross is a great man of God, and he said, "Now, Tim," said, "there's called a thing called the permissive will of God, and then there's a thing called the perfect will of God." He said, "We want to pray in the perfect will of God." When you got a loved one laying there that don't look very promising for him, it's hard to say, "God, your will be done." But that's the correct prayer to pray. It's hard to say, "God," when you look in this coronavirus, it's hard to say, "God, your will be done," when I want to say, "Lord, my prayer is, Lord, move it out. Get rid of it. Spare us. Have mercy on us." I say those, and I say, "Lord, nevertheless, your will be done." Whatever, you got a goal, you got something you're wanting to accomplish. And Father, I want to be and pray in your will. See, it's hard. This is hard praying. It's hard times to pray. But a child of God, it's our duty and it's our pleasure to get to pray. Aren't you glad we got somebody to go to, somebody to cry to, some shoulder to lean on, and an ear that's hearing always? And it's got a heart for us. If he loved me enough to send his son to die on the cross for me, he's going to love me and see me through this thing. He's going to take care of me and say, Tim, it's going to be all right. I love you. I sent my son for you. I've done everything I can do for you, and I'm going to see you through. Glory, hallelujah. Aren't you glad for that today?
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hebrews 5:7. The Bible said, who in the days of flesh, when he was offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, was heard in that he feared? You know, first time I ever read this and I studied this, it blew my mind. That Jesus, the Son of God, said that he feared. I don't think he feared death. I don't think he knew that's what he come for. I don't think that he feared the brutal punishment that was ahead of him. I believe what he feared more than anything, and what it is that this is talking about, that was the separation from the Father. Oh my, he didn't want to be separated. He had never been. His number one goal was to meet everything that his daddy wanted. And now he was going to be separated. And he would hang on the cross and say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Could you imagine being in that position? He was praying. His sweat became as great drops of blood, the Bible tells us. He was in earnest prayer. He said to the disciples, can you not pray with me 1 hour? Can you not just sit with me and be here with me? I'm going through the toughest time in my life. Can't you just be with me? Wow. He prayed, Father, your will be done. Lord, you be exalted. Your name be magnified. You be uplifted. If this is what you want, I don't like it. But if this is what you want, then so be it. That's what I want it to happen. He didn't want to be separated from the Father. And there appeared to him an angel, strengthening. You know, so often, in God's will, you don't get the encouragement till after. Yesterday evening, our board met here and we sought God's will of a future of opening services and things like that. And I can honestly say, when I went out and I got in the truck and I shut the door and I started down the road, I had the peace of God. What's that tell me? That tells me that we're doing the right thing. That tells me that God's pleased with the decisions we made. That's knowing of being ministered and confirmed. But I want you to notice here, and at Jesus, when he first prayed, and when he was tempted at the beginning of his ministry, the angels came afterward and ministered to him. Is after the devil left, after the temptations, then it says the angels came and ministered to him. Here, they came during it. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. They came right in the middle of it. And then he was with the disciples, and he said, can't you pray? And then he went, and he came back, and the angels ministered to him. And then he kept praying. Glory, hallelujah. Aren't you glad that in the middle of the battle that we can have assurance and we can rely upon the Lord? In the middle of all of this that's going on, we can still trust him. He's still there. He's still got her back. And he's still got her best interest in mind. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See, when it comes, and we nail down, he confirms it. I'm thankful for that. But one verse, and I'm going to get it, carry on. In verse 40. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, the disciples, pray that ye enter not into temptation. I believe, and the Lord spoke to me as I was studying this, and he said, your church, you need to pray that you don't be tempted to turn your back on me. Pray that you don't be tempted to forsake your assembling of yourselves together. Pray that you don't lose faith. Pray that you don't lose sight. Pray, I'm convinced, and I shared this with a few people, and I feel like I can share it this morning. One of the hardest things for me to us to decide to shut down our services and not have them for a while, I really feel like we was in the middle of a spiritual revival. Wow, we was having services and things was happening, and oh my, I hated to shut it down. But see, the same God that brought that about is still in control. Glory, hallelujah. The same one that brought about a revival, that brings about revivals, is still in the revival business. He's still on the throne. He's still in charge. And I expect him with full expectations, with faith in him, that he'll do the same again. Lord, revive us again. Send your revival. Praise the name of the Lord. And the third point, I want it hard praying in the middle of the battle. We looked at it in the beginning. We looked at it in the end of Jesus' ministry. I'm going to go to a different place in Exodus chapter 17. And I want us to look at a battle there. And this was when the children of Israel had came out of Egyptian bondage. They had crossed the Red Sea. They had came up in the waters in Meribah. You couldn't drink them, so they cast a stick in them. The Lord healed the waters. God started sending the manna. He started feeding them. And then just before this, Moses struck the rock and brought water out and gave water to the children of Israel. Now, God's meeting their needs, and the enemy has attacked them now. They've come in here into battle with the Amalekites. A little bit about this battle. I think it's in Deuteronomy. I meant to write it down, run the verse off. But in Deuteronomy, it tells a little bit more about it. But they attacked the rear of Israel. And I think this is probably one of the reasons that God was so against and fought so hard against the Amalekites. They came in and attacked when they would move, that the stronger people would be up at the front, and toward the back would be the children and the elderly. And they came in and attacked the back. They attacked the most vulnerable. They attacked the children, the elderly, the sick. And that's where they are here in this battle. And as we look and we think, and it starts in verse 8, then came Amalek and fought with the children in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went on the top of the hill. Of course, we know the story that when Moses was praying, as long as he prayed and held his hands up and the rod of God up, Israel would win the battle. He got tired. His hands got weary. And when the hands would come down, the Amalekites would start winning the battle. So he'd get enough up and muster enough energy and put his hands up again. But the Bible says that they brought a rock. Glory, hallelujah. And he sat on a rock. Brother Ray, he stood on the rock. He'd been there before. He knowed exactly where that was. And they said that they sheared him up with a rock. And then Aaron got on one hand and Hur got on the other. And they stayed his hands. Well, glory. They stayed till they won the battle. The Bible says that until the going down of the sun that they held his hands high. Glory, hallelujah. I tell you that we need to lift each other's hands up this morning. We need to encourage one another. We need to hold the hands up of our president. You might say, I ain't holding nothing up him. You might not like him. It don't matter if you like him or not. The Bible says we're to pray for him. We're to encourage him and lift his hands high. Glory, hallelujah. See, Prayer discomfited more than the fighting did. The fighting won't do it on its own. This shows that the physical, the flesh, a part of it, we've got to do it. We got to go through this thing called life. We got to live it out. We got to trust the Lord. But if we don't have intervention from on high, we ain't going to win the battle. We ain't going to win what we're in. It takes the intervention of God. That the prayer discomfits the enemy more than fighting does. In the flesh, we're no match for the devil. I hate to even say that. I don't want to give him no credit whatsoever. I hope I'm not too far that way, but man, I tell you, the day that he gets cast into the lake of fire forever and ever, I think I'll shout louder and jump higher than I ever have. But without intervention of God, see, both are needed. And we have to wrestle with a lot of things. We got to wrestle with our sins. We've got to wrestle with relationships. We got to wrestle with the things of the earthly thing. We got to wrestle with this coronavirus. We got to wrestle with a lot of different things. And it takes both. We got to work to and do everything in our power. But I tell you, it's when the hands are held high. It's when we're trusting God. And he said, I'll stand up on the mount with the rod of God in my hand. Glory, hallelujah. I'm thankful. That is the emblem of God's power. That's the emblem of God's presence. That's the emblem that God's going to intervene. You look what Moses had already done with that rod. He throwed it down, it turned to serpent. He turned water into blood. He parted the Red Sea with it. He tapped a rock and water came out of it. That was his power. And all of the plagues in Israel, he used the rod of God. It's a sign of God's power. It's a sign of God's promises and his presence. Aren't you glad of that today? We're to lift the rod of God up high today. Praise his holy name. You know, when he was at the fire, or at the bush on fire, and God said, you might say, well, I ain't got a rod. God said, Moses, what you got in your hand? He said, I just got an old shepherd's rod. It's got to keep the wolves beat off and keep my little lambs in line. He said, I'm going to make a great tool of that. Glory, hallelujah. I'm going to use that in a mighty way, Moses. You might say, I don't have much to offer, preacher. You just give it to the Lord and let him take it, and he'll use it and do mighty things to it. Little boy left with his dinner one day. A few little fish and a few little loaves of bread. Going to have a pretty good dinner. When he put it in the hands of Jesus, 5,000 people eat. 11 baskets were stuck. Well, glory. Little as much when God's in it. Praise the name of the Lord. Thankful for his blessings. See, we're to just keep lifting the rod of God's promises high. You know, there's times when it seems like God's silent. But during this time, we don't know which way to turn. We just keep lifting these promises. He said, I won't leave you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll go with you even to the end of the world. Praise his name. I'm thankful for that today. See, Joshua didn't grow faint fighting, but Moses did praying. What does that tell you? That tells me that the devil wants to keep you from praying a lot more than he wants to keep you from fighting. Because when we fight on our own. When we pray, we're using Almighty God, the resources of all eternity, from eternity past to eternity future. We have tapped in to the resource of Almighty God. Well, glory. And he don't want you praying and trusting Almighty God. But he got encouragement. I think him two================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================ They had put him on the rock. Moses had been on the rock before. You remember when Moses asked the Lord, he said, "Lord, will you show me your glory?" And God said, "Yeah." Oh, Lord. He said, "I'm liable to get tore up right here." He said, "There's a rock over here beside me." Woo, glory. He said, "Right beside me, Moses, is a rock. I'm going to put you on that rock. And then when I pass through, you'll see my glory." I'm glad. Where is it the Bible says Jesus is? He's at the right hand of the Father. Glory. Hallelujah. He said, "That rock is still right beside him, Brother Ray. That rock's still there. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They put him on the rock. He stood upon the salvation, the rock of salvation." I tell you this morning, we might not have all the answers, but I know one that does. A one that I've trusted, and he's the God of my salvation. Praise his name. Glory. Hallelujah. See, the higher the stakes, the hotter the battle. We're getting close to the end of this thing, I believe. I think it's winding down. You can look for the battle to increase. The devil knows he's just got a short time. And we're getting ready to be, as a church and as a people and a people of God and as Christians, we're getting ready to be fought harder than we've ever had to fight. So trust the Lord and keep that rod held high. I want to share, and I'll do them as brief as I can. I have some sermon notes from Charles Stanley, and it's on the Believer's War Room. He said Jesus spoke of a place of prayer. It's a private place. It's a place we get alone. It's okay to pray in public, but boy, it's that private prayer that'll get the job done. It's a holy place when we meet with God. What was it he told Moses? He told Joshua the same thing. Kick your shoes off. You're on holy ground. You're in holy territory right now. I tell you, I've been alone with him in my study, and I've had to get down and lay flat on the floor to get under his presence. It was so mighty and so strong. It's a holy place today. It's where the battles are fought. Aren't you glad that we can trust in him and he'll engage and fight for us? David said the battle is the Lord's. He didn't take it on his own. It's where we get instructions for the day. We start in a quiet place and with the Lord, we ask him for direction and he gives it to us. But James said, "If any man lack wisdom, let him ask, and the Lord give it to him liberally." It's where we deal with our sins. It's where we confess our sins and we say, "Lord, I've fell short again. I've messed up again. Will you help me? Will you forgive me? Will you cleanse me? Will you help me to win more than I lose?" It's where we develop an intimate relationship with the Lord. It's where we start whatever his taste is, ours starts becoming. Whatever. You know, a married couple, at first, they don't like different things, and then after a few years they get things all hashed out, and boy, they start acquiring the same taste. Lots of times the couple start looking like each other. They start resembling each other. They can finish each other's sentences. They know the best get to get them because they know what they like the best. When we spend the more time that we spend with God in our closet prayer, in our closet time of devotion, the more we'll start acting like him. The more we'll start liking what he likes and we'll dislike what he dislikes. Amen. It's where we lay down our burdens. Boy, I'm thankful. Peter says it. Casting all our cares upon him, for he careth for us. It's where we weep over trials and heartaches. You know, there's nobody like Jesus to go to. The Bible said, "Weeping may endure for the night, but joy's going to come in the morning." Take your burdens to him and lay them down. Let him have them. It's where we forgive others. You might say, "Preacher, we's doing good. You got there." We've accepted forgiveness. We need to forgive others. It's where we're strengthened. The Bible says in Psalm 46 that he's a very present help in trouble. I'm thankful for that today, aren't you? In these next few days, we need to pray for strength until the going down of the sun. They held Moses' hands high until they got the victory. They prayed to God and kept the rod of God till they won the victory. Till the going down of the sun, they were strengthened and strengthened Moses and won the battle. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad for that? In the Song of Solomon 2:4, the Bible says, He brought me into the banqueting house, and His banner over me is love. At the end of that battle, Moses said that he built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissa. And that means the Lord my banner. Glory, hallelujah. Or flag, in symbol, in sign. It's what they carried in the battle. Recognize it. Be like our soldiers carrying the American flag in the battle when we carried the American flag. He said, the banner that we wave, it says that it's love, that you are love. The banner that we wave today is that God loves us. God died for us, and God's going to see us through this thing. Praise the name of the Lord. Aren't you glad of that? I'm just ready to close, and I want to ask you today, did you know God loves you? Do you know God still saves old sinners? Are you thankful for that? I am so thankful for salvation. And as Sister Nana's going to come and sing another song for us. And I want to encourage you, if you've never asked Jesus into your heart, where you can trust Him in these times. See, I think one of the worst things is some of the things we have to go through, the folks go through it without the Lord. I'm so thankful I've got the Lord to run to. I've got Rhonda, and she helps me, and she encourages me, and prays for me, and loves on me, and pampers me, but it's nothing like the Lord does. When I go to Him, the Holy Spirit just comforts and guides, strengthens and says, and tells me when I mess up and what I need to do different. See, what a blessing it is to have in hard times the Lord to go to. Do you have Him today? Have you got that relationship that you seek Him and go after Him with all your heart? Dear, and while Sister Donna sings, I want you to, or you can pray with me now, but ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. Say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. And I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He came to this world to die for my sins. And I trust Him. And I ask you to forgive me and come into my heart and change me and make me a new person. Praise the Lord. That prayer and faith will save you. And you can, heaven will be your home. Are you glad God's still in the saving business? I sure am. Let's pray. Father, we come to you again. Lord, and I'm thankful for the message you laid on my heart. I'm thankful for everyone that's here, everyone that's listening. I'm thankful for your mercies. I'm thankful for your grace. I'm thankful, Lord, that in the battles, in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end, you're with us and you're still in control. Lord, strengthen us today as a church and as a people that we hold that banner high. God, that we hold that rod high and we seek you and we lift each other's hands up and encourage each other. Father, I pray for the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Someone to say, Jesus, will you forgive me? Will you come into my heart? Will you change, man? Lord, I pray for believers that they will say, Lord, will you strengthen us? Will you help us in this troubled time? Encourage us and get us through. Lord, we love you and praise you. So glad we can call upon you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I look forward to being with you Wednesday evening. And then we'll have some announcements here in the next few days. But God bless you. And I hope the Lord blesses you and you have a great week. And if you've never asked Jesus to come into your heart, right now would be a good time. Amen.
I got good news for you, my friend.